Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bad news on the producer price index numbers. The Labor Department Thursday that the PPI climbed nearly 10% in July from the previous year. It's Texas versus New York City on illegal immigration. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is scoffing at the idea that New Yorkers may come to Texas to campaign for his Democratic opponent.
You know, I kind of feel like Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, Mayor. Make my day.
This as the governor reminds everyone on Fox News what New York City Mayor Eric Adams said regarding illegal immigration.
Mayor Adams said that they welcome in illegal immigrants. And now once they have to deal with the reality of it, they're suddenly flummoxed and they cannot handle it. They are now getting a taste of what we're having to deal with.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Burn pit legislation is now law.
President Joe Biden, whose elder son, Beau, died of cancer years after deploying to Iraq, signed legislation on Wednesday expanding federal health care services for millions of veterans who served at military bases where toxic smoke billowed from huge burn pits. We owe you, Biden said. You're the backbone. You're the steel. You're the sinew. You're the very fiber that makes this country what it is. Estimates of affected troops run to 3.5 million. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Marusa.
The FBI raid on President Trump's Florida home by heavily armed FBI agents and the silence by Justice Leaders Garland and Ray have many viewing the raid as a weaponized branch of the government. Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan on Fox News.
What the FBI did was an appalling display of abuse of power. All documents requested were previously handed over. President Trump and his team painstakingly reviewed every single document at Mar-a-Lago and gave the government what they requested.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three people were killed when a house exploded in Evansville, Indiana on Wednesday in a blast that damaged 39 other homes. The explosion happened just before 1 p.m. local time. Some of the homes were damaged so severely that they were not safe to enter, and a search for more victims was on hold and not finished by Wednesday evening. The White House has decided to selectively answer questions on the President Trump home raid by heavily armed FBI agents.
Again, I'm just not going to comment on any reaction to what happened yesterday. We are going to refer any incoming to the Department of Justice. I can tell you this. He was not aware of the Mar-a-Lago raid, I don't know what you guys are calling it, before it happened.
The FBI's raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home can be seen as a political tactic used in a third world country. So says Representative Glenn Grothman, a Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
Well, I think overall this right now makes President Trump appear a martyr. As a matter of fact, I knew several people yesterday who in Wisconsin primary day actually voted for the Trump-endorsed candidate to show support for President Trump. In other words, they were going to go for the other candidate and flip for Trump. So I think this is the type of thing that makes President Trump more popular than the people view him as a victim. They know these things are politically motivated.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And of course, you knew it wasn't going to be easy. But the good news is 90%, 9 out of 10 Americans believe we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, that's a good start. Okay, what is it going to take to get back on track? And what does getting back on track look like? Well, we'll continue the conversation and ferret that out now that we're talking, because that's important. We cannot be siloed. You cannot be so ideologically fixed that you think that your way is the only way, Jose. We've got to come together here, because after everything is all said and done, we are Americans, okay? Forget about the parties. Forget about all the political junk. This is what got us into this mess to begin with. We are, first of all, Americans pursuing the American dream, ladies and gentlemen, not only for ourselves individually, but for one another. This is what makes America truly great. It is just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour. Back with us is Mark Moiser. It's good to have him. He's a constitutional attorney with the Dillon Group, also the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate for California. Hey, Mark, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, great to be with you today.
Well, August the 8th, a day that will live in infamy, I believe, here, the way this is breaking down, it is the day that you write about that the FBI crossed the Rubicon.
That is correct. A lot of people were concerned about the FBI. I mean, I first started hearing people talk about the concerns you had with the FBI even before Trump got into the race. In early 2015, there was stuff going on that people were, you know, like Hillary's server and stuff like that, where people were really concerned about the FBI and were they really doing their job? Were they becoming a partisan organization? And then we find out about the Steele dossier, and, you know, then we see what they do with Hunter Biden's laptop, and then we find out that they're involved in this. I mean, the FBI, I think for a lot of Americans, it is the bridge too far.
Yeah.
They had concerns, but all of a sudden with this step, I mean, I have many liberal friends out there, and, you know, just listening to their responses, they're petrified right now that we're moving back into a day and age where, you know, after the death of J. Edgar Hoover, this nation was very clear. We never wanted to go back to where our chief law enforcement agency was a political organization. And we put in steps to say, no, enough is enough. This isn't to happen. And they have completely changed it. I mean, I've actually talked to a couple people within the FBI, and they go, this thing is not the FBI that I intended to join. What's happened in D.C. with the FBI is completely un-American and is completely unacceptable. And anybody who's honest is going to does not like what they see this week.
Mm-hmm. Mark, the interesting thing here is we are a nation of immigrants. And for those of us who have been in this country for a period of time, this is still, you know, kind of a new thing. you know, to see a government out of control like this. Now, the new immigrants who are coming in from Venezuela and Cuba and every other communist country that's here in America today, they're seeing this and they are rattling in their shoes. And they are yelling from the rooftops, America, wake up. This is exactly what happened to us in Venezuela. It's what happened to us in Cuba. I mean, these immigrants are of such value right now to us to sound the alarm because, again, you know, we're just not used to this. We're not used to starving. You know, we don't know about, okay, right now it's a little minor inconvenience. You go and the shelves are a little bleak and, you know, there's forecasts that, you know, we've already had over 100 food supply facilities that have been burnt down. We've got problem with wheat and grain coming out of Ukraine. Prospects don't look too good, but America has no idea of what it's like to starve. And these immigrants who come here, they see this and they're scared and looking at us and going, why aren't you guys frightened? You have no idea what this will mean for you.
Yeah, I was in Moscow, Russia in 1992, right after kind of the fall of the communism. And I firsthand saw walking into grocery stores where just, you know, three or four items were for sale. And, I mean, I saw the long lines of people standing, waiting to buy those few goods. And I was there when, you know, over a 10-week period, the ruble went from 57 rubles per dollar to, like, 5,000 rubles per dollar just in a very short period of time.
Yeah, wow.
I saw hyperinflation. And, you know, the thing is, I have several people, friends, or people I have acquaintance with who have come here from Russia, immigrated in the late 80s, early 90s, and they are absolutely terrified. I mean, what they are seeing right now, this is what they fled. And it's like, this is unacceptable.
Exactly. And, you know, it, again, our casual attitude towards these dangers is unbelievable. But, you know, Mark, when it gets down to a situation like it did in Europe, where, you know, I mean, how is America going to respond? I mean, they've already talked about if we were to experience some electronic interruption, some pulse that would attack our grid, that, you know, a majority of people in the United States would die within a year. Because we're not used to this stuff. We're ill prepared to go in true survival mode. If we can't go to a local 7-Eleven and, you know, get our drinks there or a hot dog or something, you know, we just have no idea of what's really a clear and present danger. Or am I overemphasizing this, or am I too hyperbolic on this, Mark?
Well, I'm going to just say about a week ago, I saw something from Hershey saying we don't have enough stuff to actually make our Halloween candy this year. Mm-hmm. And that may sound kind of trivial, but just stop and think about it. The nation's largest candy maker, chocolate maker, already knows today that they are not going to have enough ingredients to actually make the candy that they need to make for their biggest, you know, their Christmas of the year, you know, Halloween.
Exactly. Right.
If that shouldn't be sending alarm bells off in everybody's mind, I don't know what is. There is some coming problems, and, you know, we're not raised like your grandfather who walked to school carrying a gun because if he saw dinner, he was responsible for bringing home dinner that night.
Right, exactly. Now, it is no doubt about it, and as progressive as we're getting, there is, you know, there's some indication that we're regressing. And so, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to respond to, you know, a new America that's on the horizon and the problems are being exacerbated by the Democratic Party and Joe Biden's economy? I mean, this is all pretty scary stuff. We're talking with Mark Moser. Mark is a constitutional attorney with the Dillon Law Group and a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate for California. And we're going to talk more about and hopefully you can help us understand what the FBI was doing with this show of force at Mar-a-Lago.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Constitutional attorney, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate for California is with us, Mark Moser. And, you know, we're talking FBI. And Mark had a little survey last night they tweeted out. It was quite interesting, asking the people, well, what do you think? The next Congress, what should the next Congress do regarding the scope and size of the FBI? Mark was interesting because when the numbers first came in, it was clear. I mean, the FBI is under indictment by we the people, and then it seems that the survey got hijacked a bit, right?
Yeah, over about the first 6 hours of the survey, it was polling about 92% of people wanted the FBI to be abolished or reduced in size. The numbers are still high, but it's very clear that it got tweeted out into some liberal groups, and they basically spammed it pretty good. But it was, interesting to see. You know, granted, a lot of people who follow me are on the more conservative end, but it's not, you know, as I am a public figure, I am followed by a lot of liberals too, and so it's quite interesting. You know, those initial numbers were very, very telling. It's when all of a sudden it started being expanded into political groups and stuff like that, that where the poll was hijacked, that it was quite interesting that they did not like the narrative going out that people wanted the FBI to be dissolved.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my goodness, why wouldn't we want a continuation of an FBI that lied on FISA warrants, covered Hillary Clinton, the destruction of evidence, Democratic operatives who went into national archives and stole documents, absolutely stole them, not accidentally removed them or anything like that. I mean, there's just been a long history, and particularly in the modern era. You know, James Comey, he takes documentation that is classified information and he gives it to a professor who gives it in turn to the media. And nothing happens. I mean, all this, the rule of law and everything that is set with the FBI, January 6th, I mean, there are shadows of the FBI fingerprints involved in the disruption and the riots and the protests and all the shenanigans of January 6th. We have Governor Whitmer. What's involved there? And, of course, one of the guys that was in charge of... this is the irony of it all here. This just goes to show you how compromised this is. One of the guys who was in charge of the Whitmer operation, he ends up getting promoted. I guess he did such a great job, even though the FBI got so greatly exposed for that faux kidnapping. He gets promoted, and he's one of the lead operators on the January 6th investigation. So, I mean, it's never ending. You know, as you say, this administrative state that we've been warned about has grown out of control. It has caballed itself with a select number of multi-billionaires, investment companies like Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street. I mean, it is quite the cabal that have taken over our U.S. Constitution and our rights, and they're running our country into the ground.
Yeah, and, you know, going into the break, you said the Democrat Party, and I'm sorry, this is not the Democrat Party of your parents. It's Party of 10 years ago. No. This party has been hijacked by communists, socialists, progressives, and that's what's interesting is there are many, 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 some people would call them blue dog Democrats, but, you know, lifetime Democrats. Who are absolutely terrified of what they're seeing right now. This is not their party, and they know it's been hijacked. AOC does not hold their values. Even Nancy Pelosi, an insider trading, does not hold their values. This is not what they want to see from their politicians. They don't want their politicians to say, hey, we're going to pass a bill that's going to reduce inflation, but there's not a single monetary policy in the whole thing that actually reduces inflation. And that's why all your listeners should be calling their congressman today and saying, guess what? You need to vote no on the Inflation Reduction Act. They don't want, you know, the average American doesn't want to be lied to and say, hey, this bill will go after the rich, but hey, don't pay attention to the last 550 pages of the bill because all it does is give special tax breaks to the rich. Mm-hmm. You know, we're saying we're closing the loop, but we're creating 500 more loops that the rich mm-hmm. and those connected with accountants are going to be able to take advantage of. People don't like this with their politicians, and it doesn't matter if you consider yourself a Trump Republican or if you consider yourself a Blue Dog Democrat. There is a large swath of America that does not like the direction that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi is leading this country down. And mm-hmm. this is unacceptable. That, you know, right? You know, yesterday it was baby formula. Mm-hmm. What's tomorrow? What is the crisis of tomorrow? For the last 2.5 years, we have been living from crisis to crisis. No sooner does one crisis end than they're coming out screaming about the next crisis and how the only way that we solve it is through government interference and government taking more of our liberties away. Mm-hmm. Enough is enough. We live in America. We have the right of self-governance, and we have the right to be ruled by the laws passed by our duly elected representatives. And Dr. Fauci and the administration is not your unelected – it's not your elected representative. Your
exactly.
elected representative is your congressman and your senator, and they're the ones who should be passing the laws, and they should be passing the laws which are best for we the people, not what's best for special interests.
Well, they're counting on the lack of knowledge and the ignorance of the American people, their passivity. This is what got them to this place, Mark. And I appreciate you coming on the show and sounding the alarm, because it's not too late. I mean, this is a government of, for, by, we, the people. That's our authority position. Now, if we don't claim that, then the elites are happy to take over. So, you know, by law, by rule, it is our rightful position. It doesn't belong to them. And there is remedy here, is there not? I mean, even though you can, I mean, and I agree with you, you've got to storm the Bastille here. And by storming the Bastille, I'm saying pick up the phone. Let your elected officials know that this is unacceptable. I mean, already, as you mentioned, Democrats are leaving the party in droves right now, because this is no longer and has not been their father's Democratic Party. And you're exactly right. Trevor Loudon has been sounding the alarm here for, I think Trevor and I, we first met, was probably about 15 years ago. And he said, Bill, he says, you got to realize that there are over 100, at that time, there were over 100 card-carrying Democratic socialists in government. In federal office that raised their hands with their hand on the Bible, swearing allegiance to this country to protect it from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And here they are. They are the walking humanity of the Trojan horse that's destroying America from the inside out.
Yeah, Trevor has been doing a good job. I first met him about 18 years ago. He has been sounding the alarm, and I appreciate the good work that he's doing. But we got to remember, you know, what is it? You know, freedom is only one generation away.
Exactly.
You know,
doesn't pass in the bloodstream, Ronald Reagan said.
Yeah, we got to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you think about the election integrity issues. The thing is, we have to vote, and we have to get our neighbors out to vote. You know, here in California, over 5 million people didn't vote in the recall or didn't vote in the last election. The silent majority needs to vote if we want to rein in this progressive woke agenda.
Well, Mark, even, you know, people of faith, I mean, we know by the numbers from Craig Huey, people that go to church on Sunday, only half will register to vote. And of that half that register, half again actually go out and vote. You know, we cannot surrender our positions of authority. The vote is one very significant and important element of that position of authority we must hold to. I agree with you. Mark Moser, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us, and all the best for you on your candidacy for U.S. Senate for California.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end.
Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bad news on the producer price index numbers. The Labor Department reported Thursday that the PPI climbed nearly 10% in July from the previous year. It's Texas versus New York City on illegal immigration. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is scoffing at the idea that New Yorkers may come to Texas to campaign for his Democratic opponent.
You know, I kind of feel like Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, Mayor. Make my day.
This as the governor reminds everyone on Fox News what New York City Mayor Eric Adams said regarding illegal immigration.
Mayor Adams said that they welcome in illegal immigrants. And now, once they have to deal with the reality of it, they're suddenly flummoxed and they cannot handle it. They are now getting a taste of what we're having to deal with.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got Robert Marks with us, the distinguished professor of engineering in the Department of Engineering and Computer Sciences at Baylor University. We're going to talk about his new book, Non-Computable You, What You Do That Artificial Intelligence Never Will. But that's not going to stop the forces to try to overwhelm humanity and replace humanity, believe it or not. Robert Marks, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's good to be here.
Well, the book is fascinating in light of what we see happening by way of artificial intelligence. It would seem the trajectory of our future is quite evident by these prevailing forces that have this idea that human beings are replaceable.
Yeah, it is. And unfortunately, that is nothing more than hype. It turns out that there are some brick walls that artificial intelligence will never go through. It doesn't mean artificial intelligence doesn't do great things. It's a great tool, and it's changing our lives, but it is never going to do some of the things that people think that it's going to do because of these limitations.
Well, this driving force by these prevailing forces, the one world government globalists, think that life could be a dream, shaboom, shaboom, if they didn't have to deal with human emotions, if everybody were just automatons that could be controlled through an algorithm, you know, it would just be a beautiful life, wouldn't it?
No, actually it wouldn't, because anytime you write software, there is bias included in it, and any of the bias that is placed in software is going to manifest itself in the implementation. One man's ideology is another one's tyranny. So
yes.
It depends on who writes the software. Their bias is going to be included in that. I've always said that artificial intelligence without bias is like water without wet. You can't have artificial intelligence without bias. So whoever writes this controlling software is going to put their own bias in there. It's unavoidable.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, I mean, the evidence is empirical, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think that indeed it is. It turns out that artificial intelligence doesn't have sentience. It doesn't have understanding. It doesn't have creativity. It's going to do basically what you tell it to do. And if you tell it to enforce a certain ideology, that's exactly what it's going to do.
Well, if you were to line it up, let's just, you know, theoretically, we're going to line up a human against AI. Of the jobs, let's just take the menial everyday jobs that take place, putting slot A into slot B, and if you were to line the two entities together, how efficient would they be? I mean, would the AI product produce 80, 90% of what the human could be, or would it go ahead.
Yeah, here's the question that has to be asked. Software in general is requires computation. Back in the 30s, Alan Turing, more famous for the Enigma code cracking that helped win the World War II, proved that there were things that were non-computable. There are things which humans do which are non-computable. And we know this in computer science, and so why doesn't it apply to humans? And that includes the ability to or the inability to do anything. So the question is your job going to be replaced? The answer is your job something which can be dictated and described by an algorithm, a step-by-step procedure to do something? That's the reason that we have less travel agents today. We don't have toll booth operators today. All of these can be replaced by algorithms. But if your job requires creativity, understanding, or any sort of sentience, then that job is not going to be replaced in the future. So that's the defining test. Is your job repetitive, algorithmic?
Yes.
Do you follow
right.
the same set of rules again and again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Interesting, at least in my past experience, Robert, in dealing with companies that, you know, wanted to move in this direction, you know, on the surface, sound like a good idea. They convert to AI, and the next thing you know, you have two or three personnel behind these experiments that you needed to have to manage the AI product. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. One of the things that AI can't do is adapt to scenarios that it hasn't seen before. So if you put artificial intelligence in charge of anything, it can do repetitive things that it has experienced before, if you will. Mm-hmm. But if you come up with new scenarios that you haven't seen before, and like military officers in the field do this, CEOs do this, they're presented with totally new, different problems, I should say. And these problems haven't been addressed before. That requires creativity. AI won't be creative, and so those jobs are certainly some that will never be replaced.
Right, and exactly. And some of these situations are so critical that if you don't have somebody monitoring the AI operative, then, you know, you could find yourself in a lot of trouble. I mean, you could imagine in a military effort and all of a sudden AI fails you, you know, you lose the war.
Well, one of the things that is important, I maintain, is to always, for any artificial intelligence, to have a person in the loop when at all possible. We right. see this, for example, in self-driving cars. We're not to the point of a so-called highest level five self-driving car. So you have to pay attention. You have to keep your hands on the steering wheel periodically. So keeping a person in the loop is always important. But there are going to be situations in the military where things are happening so quickly that it's not going to allow people in the loop. You might be attacked by, say, 1,000 drones. You can't look at each one of the drones and take them out individually. You're going to have to surrender that to autonomous AI, which hopefully has been tested and operates effectively. You're going to have to appeal to autonomous AI in order to get your job done. So, exactly. Yeah, autonomy is going to happen in the military at some point.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, with this tension that's going on between the interest in growth and participation of AI in every aspect of our lives, you've got this dynamic tension between an autonomous AI versus, you know, the non-computable you, as you write about. This seems like this is the modern battle between man and machine.
Well, it is, and there are some people that would like to give artificial intelligence the same rights that humans do, mm-hmm. but I don't know how you do that to an entity that doesn't understand and can never be creative. It doesn't understand what it does. Computer can add the number 14 and 12, but it doesn't understand what the number 14 or the number 12 mean. Mm-hmm. It has no concept of understanding. So, yeah, there is this push to get to get artificial intelligence recognized as human beings. There's this terrible robot, and it's a very clunky robot. It's called Sophia, and mm-hmm. it's on the news a lot. It's been a guest on some of the late night programs, but it has been granted citizenship in Saudi Arabia all of a sudden, which is just ludicrous. There's right. a movement now to let artificial intelligence be granted patent rights. So if an artificial intelligence is involved in the creation of a patent, that AI should be listed as an inventor. And I maintain that's like giving your word processor a copyright for something you write,
exactly.
You write. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
No. Yeah, it is, because at some point somebody's going to have, then who's going to own that? You know, legitimate property does that belong to? Like all of a sudden you're going to bring the robot into court?
That's a good question. Well, I think I'm not a lawyer, but I think that the people that are doing this look at, for example, businesses, which in yes. some sense are given autonomy as individual entities. Mm-hmm. And I think that this movement to give artificial intelligence this autonomy as an individual agent also. But
well, I think,
you can't do. There has to be a human behind it. There has
right.
to be a human behind it.
It could be just an movement by politicians just finding another way to, you know, fundraise for their elections. But that's another story, and we can talk about that another time. We've got to go to quick break. We've got to go, and we've got more from Robert Marks after this. Stay with us.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We continue our conversation with Robert Marks. His new book, Noncomputable You, What You Do That Artificial Intelligence Never Will Do. I mean, for some people, that might be brain-racking for you because you've been told that, you know, AI is the thing of the future, that humanity is going to be replaced. But, you know, there's some obvious discussions and obvious points here that Robert makes that I think is inarguable. But, you know, that's not going to stop the people behind this movement that want to replace all us humanoids with robots. Robert is a distinguished professor of engineering in the Department of Engineering and Computer Science at Baylor University, so he knows from which he talks about. Robert, one thing I wanted to address was, you know, speaking of, you know, what's going on in courts and with our government and everything, the big question is, should AI, artificial intelligence, be granted patents on the designs it helps develop, which dovetails to with what we were just talking before we went to break?
Yeah, well, the idea of artificial intelligence being granted a patent, being named as one of the inventors, is frankly ridiculous. Here's the backstory. Those of us that are involved in artificial intelligence know that AI always requires repetition. And there is a repetition. One of the ways that it's used, for example, is in repetition in design. It turns out that when an engineer designs something, it's a step-by-step procedure. You make a prototype, it doesn't work well, and you kind of put some band-aids on it and do it again, and you do it again and again. In fact, we have evidence of this in our household. You've heard of Formula 409.
Yes. Yes.
The reason for 409 is that that formula was perfected on the 409th trial. Mm-hmm. Same thing for WD-40. WD-40 was invented by an industrial chemist. I think his name was Larson. And mm-hmm. it took him 40 tries to perfect the water displacement system that we know now as WD-40. So now these guys had to do this stuff in a lab. They probably had to mix chemicals and spray them on stuff, for example. Mm-hmm. But imagine that all of that modeling could be done internal to a computer. And that iteration, that design, redesign, getting better and better and better, could all be done inside a computer. Then all of a sudden you have something which is, you know, which can be really incredible. Mm-hmm. An example is In 2020, there was AI which was used to identify some new powerful antibiotics. And this sounds great. Wow, the AI did this discovery. But no, it didn't. If you read in the fine print, you find out that the antibiotic search was done from a pool of more than 100 million molecules. And so the AI searched through these 100 million molecules. So who was it that defined the molecules? Who was it that defined what the antibiotic had to do? It was the human programmer. Any ingenuity, any creativity has to be assigned to the computer programmer and not the computer program itself.
Exactly, because basically when it comes down to it, it's a tool, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's a tool, and just like any tool, it can be used for good or it can be used for evil.
Yeah, as you say, powerful and potentially dangerous tool, but like your word processor, it ultimately does what it is instructed to do.
And, exactly.
Right? So it just doesn't make sense. But, you know, this is what some scientists are moving to do, is to give more power to this tool than it deserves. And this is quite dangerous, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I do think it is dangerous. And I think it's done from people that are kind of naive about the details of computer science and information theory and such things. They're making it from outside the box. And what they're doing, it's like looking across the room at some flowers, and you see these flowers, and man, they look real. And you're just impressed by them. And so a lot of people are impressed by these flowers across the room. But you go up and look at the flowers, and you find out, well, the leaves don't feel exactly right. There's no dirt in the pot. These are actually artificial flowers. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens with artificial intelligence. Initially, from across the room, it looks really great. It looks like it's doing something. But if you look behind the curtain, you find out that, indeed, that's not the case.
Yeah, the smell and feel is not the same.
Exactly.
It becomes quite noticeable. It's almost, you know, what comes into play here, it's like these mechanics are, they're almost godlike, right? I mean, this is like, oh, this is of their creation. It's pretty arrogant, isn't it?
That's what they believe. Now, I think this boils down to one's ideology. I think if you're a naturalist and believe that science can explain everything, that you have to believe that the mind is the same thing as the brain. And the mind is not the same thing as the brain. If you do believe that, if you believe that we all have brains which are nothing more than meat computers, you have to believe that AI and what we do can all be defined through this algorithmic process. Mm-hmm. But we're starting to develop evidence that indeed this is not the case. By the way, this mind, the mind-body problem or the mind-brain problem dates back to Descartes and has been looked at in philosophy for years. But now we're able to look at things with a little bit more scientific scrutiny. So,
right.
Yeah, it boils down to one's ideology. If one is a naturalist, you have to believe that this artificial general intelligence is possible. But again, looking at the details of the computer science and some of the recent discoveries in the mind-brain problem, no, that isn't going to be the case. There are brick walls artificial intelligence will never go through.
Well, Robert, you would think that for all these thousands of years of human history that we would know better. But we find ourselves going into this cycle where we, you know, we want to be as God. It's amazing to me that we continue to circle the wagons, and we've been this on this road before. Maybe the scenery's changed a little bit, but there just seems to be a lot of, you know, common attributes here.
Well, you know, and there are people that have written this. There was one guy, Yuval Harari, that wrote a book called Homo Deus, which means God machine, if you will. Who believes that artificial intelligence will in some way generate to the point where it duplicates human ability. This is something that people call artificial general intelligence. And then it will go on and it will become super intelligence. And then it will be godlike. So this is what Homo Deus is about. We have similar sort of works from a guy named Ray Kurzweil, who works for Google, that talks about the singularity. The singularity is the point where AI takes over and becomes superior. It passes human capabilities. And this, again, is never going to happen. These are all totally speculative, and it assumes, by the way, that AI is going to be creative, which it can't.
Right.
And the test for creativity was given by this really smart guy, Summer Bringsjord at Rensselaer. He says a computer is creative if it does something which is beyond the expectations or the intent of the computer programmer. Thus far, no computer program, no AI, no software has passed this Lovelace test.
Right.
So I like to say that true AI is written in computer code, like Python, C++, whereas artificial general intelligence and super intelligence are written using PowerPoint slides. There has been absolutely no demonstration of it, and the limitation of artificial intelligence of being creative in the Lovelace sense is something which hasn't been demonstrated and won't be demonstrated.
Well, if you thought you were soon to be replaced by a computer, Robert Marx gives us hope in his new book, Noncomputable You, What You Do That Artificial Intelligence Never Will. And it was interesting you brought up Yuval Harari, because that was going to be one of my next questions for you, because he wrote an article. In fact, I think he even did a seminar about, humans being hackable. Now, this is a guy that has been declared as an Israeli public intellectual, historian, yes, professor. Now, I think sometimes the word intellectual is used too loosely.
Well, yes, I think in his case, I would, I'd love to debate this guy. It does turn out that you are not computable. Now, are you hackable? Well, there's been some rudimentary work and artificial intelligence kind of reading your brain waves and things of that sort. But it does turn out that you do have non-computable aspects, things which can't be computed. Going back to this idea of Turing and what he did in the 1930s when he recognized the non-computability of certain problems. The simple ones are like emotions, like love and compassion and empathy and anger. And the deeper ones are, as I mentioned, creativity, sentience, and understanding. Mm-hmm. Artificial intelligence will never do this. Now, if you're hackable, that assumes that our brains are meat computers. Mm-hmm. And there are some people that want to achieve immortality by uploading themselves into a computer. Well, if you're non-computable, the only thing that you can upload to a computer is your computable part. And we do have computable parts. We can add numbers like a calculator, for example.
Right.
But if you just take your computable part and you upload it to a computer, I think you'd be a pretty boring person, frankly.
I would think.
Exactly. So, and Harari saying that is hackable, this is all speculation, and I suspect we'll look back in a number of years and discount it.
Exactly. Robert Marx, Dr. Marx is a distinguished professor of electrical and computer engineering at the School of Engineering and Computer Science Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering at Baylor University. Dr. Marx, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. It was fun.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set.